The anointing oil is a beautiful and sacred gift to the body of Christ. However, I need you to know that the anointed oil is not just an Old Testament relic, nor a symbolic tradition locked away in ancient rituals, but a divine mystery, a spiritual weapon, a sacred token, and a prophetic instrument with undeniable power. When God ordains a thing, it transcends time, and the anointed oil is one of those sacred things that carry the touch of eternity. The more I leaned into God's word, the more I realized that the oil is not ordinary. It is heaven's liquid power poured into an earthly vessel for supernatural impact. Let me assure you, this is not a subject to be treated casually. I remember a time in my life when I had no full grasp of the anointed oil. I thought it was merely symbolic or something only used in church services or for the sick. But when the Holy Spirit opened my eyes to the mystery behind it, I began to see it as more than oil. I saw divine energy. I saw a mark. I saw a seal. And I saw the fire of heaven bottled up in a vial. You may hold a simple bottle in your hand, but what you carry is not just oil, it is God's power in liquid form. The very first thing you must understand is that the anointed oil was God's idea, not man's. Exodus chapter 30 verses 22 to 25 clearly shows us the divine origin, how God gave Moses the precise ingredients and proportions to make the holy anointing oil. This was not an arbitrary mixture, it was a recipe from the throne room. God said it was to be used to sanctify, consecrate, and separate individuals and items for divine use. That simply unveils a deep truth that the oil sets apart. You need to hear this from me again. The oil sets apart. From that moment, anyone or anything touched by the oil was no longer common but uncommon. The priest was not just a man, he was God's chosen. The utensils in the tabernacle were no longer ordinary tools. They became sanctified instruments for divine service. I want you to see what the oil does. It marks, it empowers, and it transforms. It is heaven's stamp of purpose and power. Many have made the mistake of reducing the anointed oil to mere symbolism, that they have even said it is just a representation, a metaphor. But you should know the truth, which is that the oil carries substance. It carries spiritual weight. James chapter 5 verse 14 says,